A bill before Congress would speed up a timberland trade between the federal government and the Alaska Mental Health Trust. It's part of a larger legislative effort to increase logging in the Tongass National Forest. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Alaska Mental Health Trust uses its land to make money to fund programs around the state. It owns 1 million acres, about a quarter of it in Southeast. Wynn Menefee of the Trust Lands Office says it wants to exchange a little more than 18,000 of those acres that face opposition to development.
Certain lands that we own next to the communities would be given to the Forest Service in exchange. The Trust receiving some lands that are more removed from communities that would allow development without necessarily influencing the communities as much.
The land is near Ketchikan, Juneau, Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and Myers Chuck on the mainland north of Ketchikan. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council attorney Buck Lindekugel agrees those areas should be closed to logging. He says some listed parcels on or near Prince of Wales should not be part of the trade. But he says he's optimistic those will be replaced.
So far, the trust has been willing to work with folks to avoid those areas of high conflict, and we're hoping that we're able to continue and resolve those issues.
The Mental Health Trust and the Forest Service negotiated the land swap about a year ago. It's already working its way through the bureaucracy. The Trust's Menefee says the trade and subsequent timber sales would allow more than income. He says it will provide logs for the region's mills, which say they don't have enough to continue operations very long.
In order to make this exchange happen in a reasonable time frame, it needs legislation, because if you do it through just a normal administrative process, it could be 7 years or something like that before we get an exchange completed.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski filed the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Exchange Act in late May.
It was not a question of whether or not the exchange should move forward, but simply to the point of how are we going to assess the value.
The measure is one of a group of recent Murkowski bills meant to increase Tongass logging. Another would create 5 new Alaska Native corporations, each with 23,000 acres of forest land to develop. Other provisions would allow 2 existing Native corporations to sell or swap property that's been logged. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.